SRN News. I'm John Scott. Wisconsin voters head to the polls today in a closely watched election for a seat on the state Supreme Court, which has national implications for the future of President Trump's legislative agenda. Former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel is the conservative candidate for the Supreme Court.
My opponent went out and promised she was going to engage in congressional map redistricting, which would result in, she said, two Republican congressional seats turning Democrat. That's the danger, because you take out two Republican congressional districts and suddenly now you have at the national level, President Trump doesn't have any majority behind him. They see a great opportunity to change not just Wisconsin politics, but American politics.
Polling places in Wisconsin will be open until 7 p.m. local time tonight. Spending in the hotly contested Supreme Court race expected to exceed $100 million. Also at SRNNews.com, the Food and Drug Administration's chief tobacco regulator has been forced out. Brian King's departure comes just days after the FDA's top vaccine official stepped down over disagreements with Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over the safety of vaccinations. Many of the layoffs expected to shrink the massive U.S. Health and Human Services Department are in jobs that are based in Washington areas and in Atlanta, where the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is based. Markets and businesses are bracing for the announcement of new Trump tariffs.
The president has dubbed Wednesday Liberation Day. It's when he will raise U.S. tariffs to match what other countries charge. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
He's doing this in the best interest of the American worker.
Businesses are unsure what the tariffs' impact will be. The stock market has tumbled over the past few weeks.
This is SRN News.
Washington.
Britain's suicide bill is in trouble.
Supporters of the controversial legislation facing a growing public backlash have agreed to extend debate, meaning that assisted suicide might not become law before 2029. But that's the year the United Kingdom is scheduled to hold an election, the results of which might put an end to the assisted suicide bill altogether. Opponents say the measure will victimize the disabled and the elderly, for whom a right to die might become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Natural pro-life groups organizing a lobbying effort with Congress and the Trump administration aimed at eliminating funding for Planned Parenthood. Pro-life advocates believe that Republican control of the White House and Congress presents a unique opportunity to win federal reimbursement for the nation's largest abortion business. Some also think that Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency could be a tool for getting it done. This is SRN News. A volcano in southwestern Iceland has begun erupting.
The eruption announcement comes after authorities evacuated a town and the Blue Lagoon Spa earlier on Tuesday. The community was also moved a year ago when the volcano came to life after lying dormant for 800 years. The Icelandic Met Office says magma flow began at about 6:30 a.m. local time today. That's 6:30 GMT, accompanied by an intense earthquake storm similar to previous eruptions. I'm Charles.
South Korea's Constitutional Court ruled on Friday whether to dismiss impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. Yoon had been impeached over a short-lived martial law decree in the country. The Constitutional Court has been deliberating whether to uphold Yoon's impeachment and formally remove him from office or reinstate his presidential powers. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.